Chapter 2. The Bronze Age Man. Comprehension. Read this magazine article. In September 1991, two German mountaineers were climbing through an isolated pass in the Italian Alps when they saw something lying in the ice. They were shocked when they realized that it was the body of a man. The body looked as if it had been there for a long time, and the two Germans guessed that the man had been another mountaineer. Many climbers had been killed in the Alps over the previous 200 years, and sometimes it was years before their bodies were found. When the two men got back to the nearest town, they reported what they had seen, and the body was recovered by the local authorities. When doctors examined it to try to identify the man, they discovered something amazing. The man was not a modern mountaineer, but a Bronze Age traveler who had lived more than 5,000 years before. He had died high up in the mountains, and the freezing temperatures and thick ice had preserved his body perfectly for thousands of years. Scientists gave the Bronze Age man the name Ötzi, after the Ötztaler Alps where he was found, and began to study him in detail. He was 1.57 meters tall and weighed 55 kilograms when he was alive. When the Germans found the body, it was lying down near some rocks with the right arm across the face. Scientists guessed that Ötzi had died while trying to take shelter among the rocks. Perhaps he was covering his face with his arm to protect himself from the snow and wind. The ice had not only preserved Ötzi's body, but also the things he had been carrying with him. These gave scientists and historians fascinating new information about life thousands of years ago. Ötzi's clothes, shoes, and hat were made of animal skins, and his shoes were stuffed with grass to keep his feet warm. He was wearing a necklace with a single stone bead on it. He was also carrying various tools and weapons, such as a knife, an axe, a longbow, and arrows. Scientists were even able to say what Ötzi had eaten for his last meal by examining the frozen remains in his stomach.